Brian Scott Lipton, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the air with Brian Scott Lipton, who is the editor-in-chief of TheaterMania.com, and he's also written about theater for more than 20 years. Brian Scott, how are you doing on this day before the Tonys?
I'm very excited for what should be a very interesting day tomorrow with, I think, lots of surprises, perhaps.
Yeah, well, oh, interesting. Lots of surprises. Well, before I ask you about specific categories, what surprises are you expecting?
Well, I think the acting categories in a lot of cases are kind of toss-ups. So I think, you know, we can't really be sure who's going to take home the big prizes in the acting categories. I think they're very tight races. So people who seem like early favorites may not actually take home the prize.
I mean, it's kind of interesting. I realized when it came out of my mouth, it was almost a strange question, because an unexpected surprise isn't a surprise at all. So a little bit of a contradiction in terms there. But let's get to the topics that I wanted to talk to you about, the categories that you will be predicting and prognosticating on are actor categories, including best performance by an actress in a featured role in a play. And let me run them down. There's Ellen Barkin making her Broadway debut in The Normal Heart, Edie Falco, The House of Blue Leaves, Judith Light in Lombardi, Joanna Lumley in La Bette, and Elizabeth Rodriguez in The Mother Effer with the Hat. Brian Scott Lipton, your thoughts on featured actress in a musical, in a play.
Right. So where do we start? Do you want me to
start
at the top?
Yeah, sure. Take them one by one, or just your overall thoughts.
Well, again, I think this may be the toughest category to call, because, I mean, not only are these all great performances, but I think they all really have their part at this. Ellen Barkin in The Normal Heart, playing Dr. Emma Bruckner, a very passionate, strong performance, brings the audience almost to its feet in the middle of the second act. And also, this is her first time on Broadway, although she's such a well-respected film star. So I think that there's also a lot of support just for the fact that she came and did this relatively, you know, small supporting part. I think people really respect that. Edie Falco in The House of Blue Leaves, again, a really brilliant performance as Banana Shaughnessy, a mentally ill woman. And she really gave it her own spin in the way that she's really a very, very sympathetic character. And I've certainly seen other productions of the plays where you're really not rooting for Bananas. And again, Edie, of course, is somebody who's done a great deal of stage, but also, you know, does film and most importantly does television, The Sopranos, and now currently Nurse Jackie. And again, you know, it's something of it is a supporting part. So again, I think there are those people who will appreciate that gesture. Again, Judith Light in Lombardi, now closed, but a brilliant, brilliant piece of work at Marie Lombardi. She really transformed herself into this, you know, housewife of and wife of Vince Lombardi. And again, somebody who could be like making a lot more money doing television. Joanna Lumley and La Bette.
Right. I'm sorry, but that role, the Judith Light role, almost feels like a lead.
I'm sorry.
Where are you? Hold on. Where are you, Brian?
I'm on Long Island at the Belmont Racetrack, and I don't know why they were doing that. Anyway.
Belmont Racetrack. Well, you're having almost as much fun as people going to the theater. I was just saying that Judith Light in Lombardi, the one thing about that is it's almost a lead role. I mean, she has
easily could have put her into the leading actress category, and I think at the time they did this thinking that she would have a better shot at awards had they placed her in the supporting category. But certainly early in the season, she was the person to beat. It was the strongest performance. You know, things like House of Blue Leaves and The Normal Heart and even The Mother with a Hat, you know, came in much later in the season.
So,
That was the reasoning in putting her there.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You were going forward with Joanna Lumley in La Bette. You were going to say something about her.
I said it's a lovely performance, but I think it's, you know, the one thing that would not really come up tomorrow. It's long forgotten by now. She's been in England. She hasn't come and done any of the publicity. She hasn't courted anybody. I think in her case, it is just an honor to be nominated.
Okay. She was very good. I mean, I thought she made that part a little special. It's just nobody likes that play. I don't want to keep bringing it back. And Elizabeth Rodriguez in Mother Effer with a Hat?
Again, this could have been a leading performance. I mean, Elizabeth does a brilliant job playing Veronica, this drug-addicted kind of coarse woman. It also was an interesting placement. She really is the leading lady of the play. But again, I think it increased her chances they put her here. She is a Broadway newcomer. People do know her a little bit in the New York theater community for her work with the Labyrinth Theater Company, which this is a production of. But most people, I think, have never seen her on stage, and so there's certainly something fresh and surprising to people about what she did.
So, but do you think Barkin will take it?
What?
Do you think Ellen Barkin will take the big prize?
I have to admit, I've gone back and forth on this a lot.
Okay.
A lot. But I do, from what I hear, do think now that there is probably the strongest support for Ellen Barkin.
Okay.
So, yes, that would be my prediction.
And would that be your choice? Would that be your choice?
Personally, no.
Ah.
Personally, no. Although I think she did brilliant work. I think they really did all great work. But if I had to vote, I would actually have voted for Judith Blythe.
Very nice. Okay. I mean, I liked her performance quite a bit, too, in Lombardi. Moving on to performance by an actress in a leading role in a musical. The category includes some really heavy hitters. Sutton Foster in Anything Goes. Beth Level, Baby Is You. Honored just to be nominated there, I think. Patina Miller, Sister Act. And Donna Murphy, The People in the Picture. Brian, take it away.
We should start by saying, for that out there, the reason there are only four nominees in the acting category instead of the usual five is that there were only six eligible women this year, the ones who were not nominated, Sherry Renee Scott in Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown and Janet the Colin Wonderland. And because of a little quirk in the Tony rules, if there are only six eligible actors, you can only have four nominees. If you have seven, then you have five. So it wasn't, as I've read elsewhere, anything about they didn't want to put in a fifth person. They were not allowed to put in a fifth person.
I did not know that.
That said, again, four incredibly, talented women up there on this stage, on these stages, each doing something very, very different. You know, it does feel a little apples and oranges, even though they all are in musicals, but they're all being asked to do very, very different things. I think more than probably not anywhere in this race is Beth Level. She's a wonderful performer, but Baby Is You is not a great show by any stretch of the imagination. And it's also a weirdly structured show that even though it's supposed to be the story of her character, Florence Greenberg, the majority of the singing is actually done by other characters, most of them the people who play the Shirelles, the group she founded. But it doesn't really give Beth the opportunity it needs to make it the kind of, I think, Tony-winning part.
Okay.
And the musical itself has not been particularly well-received.
Right.
On, I thought there would be a huge groundswell for Patina Miller, because Sister Act is really, I mean, she has this truly huge role as Dolores Van Cartier. She's on stage for pretty much the whole show. It is her arc, and it is the kind of part that really creates, Tony Awards. And I wouldn't rule her out in the sense that I think there's going to be a certain amount of the voting bloc that wants to reward Sister Act, which is a very good musical, but which is going to basically in every other aspect come in second to the Book of Mormon, to which there is no leading lady here because Nikki M. James, who is the leading lady, was also put into supporting. So I think it's not out of the question that Pina could take home the Tony as the Sister Act way, the way things like LaShawn's won in The Color Purple, not taking nothing away from LaShawn's work. But it is her first time on Broadway.
Yeah.
She is a newcomer to the community, and so even though I don't think of Tony voters as a particularly sentimental bunch, I think a lot of people may also just think, like, well, she'll be back. We'll wait for another time.
Fair enough.
To give her a Tony.
Now let's,
they'll wait for the next time to give her a Tony.
Yeah. Let's move on to Donna Murphy, of course, a Broadway royalty, really. She's in The People in the Picture.
Right. Now, Donna already has two Tony Awards in this category. And I think that, this is the kind of role that also could easily bring her a third. If you call it, as I've said to people, the category is the actress in a musical. And there is no better actress as an actor, really, on Broadway right now than Donna Murphy. Her work here transforming between the older and younger versions of her characters, physically, emotionally, is just stunning. I think the thing that will ultimately stop her from picking up this Tony is that, again, the material does not support her. It's not a very well-written show, and oddly enough, musically, it doesn't give her the kind of really great number that she needs to really, you know, blast everybody out of the theater. I mean, she has some lovely songs to sing, but I think there's just such unfortunate disdain for the musical itself that it will, you know, hamper her chances. And, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, a zillion percent shocked if they called her name tomorrow night.
Wow. Would you have voted for her if you were voting in this category? Who would you vote in this category?
But that leaves her who I think will win, who we haven't talked about, right, which of course is Sutton Foster in Anything Goes. This role proves even more so, like, we needed more after 10 years of watching Sutton, what a true triple threat she is. The ability to act, the ability to sing, and there are a few better singers anywhere in Sutton, and here, the ability to dance. And I think what will throw her over the edge into Tony category is her leading the finale of the Act One, Anything Goes, where she literally out there top dances some of the best dancers on Broadway, and we don't really see that very often. Our stars. We are not in an era where our stars are basically dancers. They're very good actresses. They're very good singers. Some of them move better than others, but we have nobody who really can do what she does.
Amazing. So you think she'll get her second Tony following?
Yes, and you know, it has been close to 10 years since her first Tony in Millie, and she is, of course, incredibly beloved by the community. I mean, Sutton is a wonderful person, completely down to earth. And I just think everybody genuinely likes her. And when she's on stage, she really makes you like her.
Do you think that actually, I don't know if it should, but it probably does, the fact that you're lovable just as a personality, even when you're off the stage. Do you think that has some bearing on voting?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do, because, you know, Broadway is a community, and many of these Tony voters know all these people personally. And I think, you know, we're all humans, and I think that sometimes does go into the voting thing. What do I think of this person as a person? And, you know, do I want to reward them for just being a good person? That doesn't always come, I think, at the expense of, you know, a good person gives a bad performance, they're not going to win. But I think sometimes if it seems like an equal race, or you really do feel like you're doing apples and oranges, well, yeah, you might give it to the person your friends do, or the person you really like, or the person who seems excited about it. And, you know, one thing about Sutton, I have to say, is having watched her do, you know, during this award season where she's already picked up at her critics and drama desk, I mean, she's still, after, you know, 10 years of being, you know, Broadway's leading lady, genuinely excited about winning awards without, like, really courting them. She doesn't do that much, you know, award press. But on the other hand, she's very excited when she wins, and I think people like to see that as well.
Cool. Let me ask you, since we brought up the word excitement, we have one or two more minutes with Brian Scott Lipton, the editor-in-chief of TheaterMania.com. What excited you about the season in general, on and off Broadway, that we've just gone through?
What was I excited about seeing this year?
Yeah, well, what were your favorite things about this past season?
I think this is one of the best seasons that we've had easily in the last decade. I am so impressed by the quality of work.
Wow.
That really came to Broadway. And things that weren't necessarily, you know, I really want to, and I don't say this very often, but, you know, sort of commend a lot of producers out there in taking chances. You know, it's easy enough to put on a hit revival of a crowd-pleasing show. And, yes, I mean, I think Roundabout did a wonderful job with Anything Goes. But really, to bring something like Jerusalem, to have brought something, which is certainly not an easy play for Americans,
right,
to really fully comprehend, to have brought The Mother with the Hat, a play with not only an unprintable title, but, you know, not in any way your conventional Broadway drama, something that you would have been very intent and likely to see at the public theater, but to have brought it to a Broadway stage and in such a brilliant production. Of course, it's a fabulous Book of Mormon, which, of course, you know, you got to give people credit for that too. You know, it's a huge hit now, but think about it. Here's a show with incredible four-letter words and a very risky subject matter and the potential to offend half the planet.
Pretty much, people. Yeah.
people put, you know, put money behind it and did it right and gave us the production they wanted. And definitely my biggest praise to Daryl Roth for bringing a normal heart to Broadway, not only the most amazing production of this play you could hope for, but a play that we still need to listen to and to remind people and to educate people and be not traditional Broadway fare. And so I think any season where you have that, Dan Sullivan's brilliant production of Merchant of Venice, The Wonderful Good People, I was very, very pleased.
It is so nice to hear.
To see this year.
And, you know, it's so nice to hear critic after critic and all the people I talk to for once really be on kind of an optimistic and sunny side, you know, because I've been doing this show, the Tony special, for a few years, and of course my weekly radio show, Dave's Gone By, where I talk about the theater. And a lot of the times, you know, you're picking the bright spots, the gems, and then all the rest is dross and kind of and glimmers here and there. It's nice to hear everybody being a little bit like, wow, this was a pretty darn good year, which is kind of neat. So Brian Scott Lipton, I let you get back to your horses.
Okay.
Don't lose too much.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, and have a great day, and enjoy the Tonys tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.